Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Until now, we were learning about someone who became Tamei and then entered into the Beis HaMikdash. Either he knew he was Tamei, didn't know, he found out later, didn't find out later. What about someone who becomes Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash? He was Tar before, but he became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. Zakt the Mishnah, once again, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Nitma bi'azara, if a person became Tamei in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, he knows he's Tamei. He said, "Oi, I became Tamei and I'm in the Azara." But apparently he doesn't have a very good memory, or he was distracted. V'nelma mimenu tuma. And he forgot that he was Tamei. But he did remember that this is the Azara. Or, nela mimenu migdash. Somehow he forgot where he was, but v'zachar l'tuma. He remembered that he's Tamei. Or, nela mimenu zeh v'zeh. He forgot both that he became Tamei, and he forgot that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shtachava. He still didn't remember, and he bows down in the direction of the Hechel. Oy or, shesha b'chidei hishtachavoya. He hesitated long enough to be able to bow down. The Batanur explains as follows. If you bow down toward the Hechel, it doesn't make a difference how long it took. If you bow down in a different direction, or he didn't bow down at all, he just stood there, but it was long enough to be able to do a full hishtachavo. Whether he stood there, or whether he physically bowed in a different direction, the point is the time. He hesitated long enough to be able to perform a full bowing down. That means to kneel and to lie face down on the ground, with arms and legs extended. How long is that? The amount of time it would take to say in a normal way, not reading too fast, not reading too slow. The second half of this pasuk. The pasuk is in Divrei HaYamim Beis, Kapitel Zayin, pasuk Gimel. Now the complete pasuk reads, V'chol b'nei Yisrael royim b'redes ha'esh, v'chavoyid Hashem al habayis. All of Klal Yisrael saw as the fire came down, the covenant of Hashem was on the Beis HaMikdash. And here's the second half of the pasuk. It's these words, if you say in the normal way, that's the amount of time. That's the shir of kidei yishtachava. V'yichru apayim arza al haritzba v'yishtachavu v'hoidois l'ashem ki toiv ki li'olam chazdai. So if a person becomes Tamei in the Azara, he's supposed to leave right away. He's not supposed to stop to bow down. If he stops to bow down before he leaves, because then he's going to have to bring a carbon. Zakt the Mishnah Vayit. Balai Barucha. Let's say he didn't bow down or stay at all. But there were two ways out of the Azara, a long way and a short way, and he took the long way. He came out of the Beis HaMikdash the long way. Chayiv. In these cases, he has to bring a carbon. Bakatzar, if he went out the short way, Pater is Pater. And that would be if he didn't bow down or didn't delay. Zuhi mitzvahs asei shebemigdash. This halacha that requires a person who became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash to leave as soon as he can. This is a mitzvah asei, because we're telling him to do something. We're telling him to leave. So what does it mean, Zuhi mitzvahs asei shebemigdash she'ein chayav aleha? That this is a mitzvah saseh in the Beis HaMikdash you're not chayiv on. So Batanur explains, normally if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and they give a wrong psak, they have to bring a special carbon. It's called a par helim davar. But in this case, let's say they made a mistake and they told him to go out the long way, they would not bring this par helim davar shel tzibur. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone becomes Tamei after he's in the Azara, and he forgot about it, because remember, the karbanos are only b'shoigeg. He forgot about it, although he remembered he was in the Beis HaMikdash, or it could be he remembered he was Tamei, but he forgot that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe he forgot both. He forgot it became Tamei, he forgot that he's in the Azara. Apparently he's very absent-minded, or he was distracted. Either way, for him to be chayav a karban, he would have to do one of three things. Either he bowed down toward the Hechel, it doesn't make a difference how long it took, or if he bowed down in a different direction, or he didn't bow down at all, he just delayed, stood there, tarried. So he would be chayiv if he stood there long enough, b'chadei hishtachava. And that shir would be to say the words of the end of the pasuk. The end of that pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that we quoted beforehand, that's the amount of time that it takes to completely bow down. The third way he would be chayiv is if he takes the long way out instead of the short way. So again, what are the three ways? Either he bows down facing the Hechel, doesn't make a difference how long it takes, or he bows down in a different direction, or doesn't bow down at all, but then he would be chayiv if he stays there long enough that it would, that you could bow down, completely bow down at that time. That's the amount of time it says to say the end of that pasuk. For that, it would be chayiv even if he walks out the short way right afterwards, or even if he didn't stay there or bow down toward the Hechel, but he took the long way out, in these three cases, any of these three cases, he would be chayiv. Then the Mishnah concluded by saying that when the Mishnah in Horius tells us that there's an exception to the rule that if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake that is punishable by Karis, that they have to bring a special chatas if the majority of the people are over the Aveda as a result of their mistaken ruling. But here's the exception. If they made a mistake and said, go out the long way for this, they would not be chayiv.